I think people just want to understand who's eligible to live here, you know, who's eligible to be a tenant. Whenever you bring in a mixed income development, some folks don't understand what that would be. So you just kind of have to explain what the eligibility requirements are and, you know, what our unit mix is going to be. And so those are typically the common questions. And then, you know, just getting understanding from the community of what they want from a design standpoint or amenities. You know, those are things that we were really looking to, I guess, obtain when we were here tonight, is what does the community want? What does the community not want? You know, how can we partner with folks to make sure that it's a development for everyone to enjoy?
And who is eligible to live there? Can you detail that a little bit to our audience that wasn't here tonight?
Absolutely. So anyone is going to be eligible to live here, any income level. We do have studio, one bedroom and two bedroom units. So, you know, depending on your family size, you may be capped there. But yeah, it'll be anyone of any profession will be eligible to live here.
And as far as the timeline, can you speak to what's going on in terms of, you know, what we're doing now? You know, you just basically have been approved for this with the city. So what are the steps from, I guess, start to completion?
Yeah, so we will be applying for funding through the Illinois Housing Development Authority, hopefully in February. And then probably a month later, we'll be applying for state historic tax credits. And then we will hear, hopefully, from IDA that we receive funding in May. And then we would like to start construction 1 year from now. So it would be hopefully in the fall of 2022. And then we're anticipating construction being about 10 and a half months. 2023 would when the project would hopefully receive the certificate of occupancy and folks can start moving in.